Hello, hello. We are back and welcome to the To Be Determined podcast. I'm Mario Norville.
And I'm Isaiah. And wow, it's been a while since we recorded. You won't be able to tell, but we will.
It has been a while since we recorded, Isaiah. You know, give us me a minute. I'm going to go ahead and bring my mic closer to my face. All right, Isaiah.
You got it? You good?
I'm good. Okay. How was your week?
My week was pretty good, actually.
What'd you do this weekend?
Well, this weekend was Valentine's Day.
By the time this air, it'll be like a month after Valentine's Day. We have a lot of episode recorded.
Well, that's what they're gonna know. They're gonna know the time gap. Oh no. Well,
do you want to include that though?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what'd you do this weekend?
So this weekend was Valentine's Day, and so I went to Disney Springs. Okay. We went and got Ghirardelli. It's like the chocolate place, but like they have like an ice cream like slash dessert place too. So we went there and got some really good desserts. We both got shakes, actually.
As you should.
Then we went to Fresh Kitchen after. It was our favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
And it was really good. And then that was what we did for our Valentine's Day.
Can you turn off the lights? It's way too bright in here. Oh. Awesome. I wish the mood lights were working, but they're not.
You love recording with the dark.
It's less distracting. But Isaiah, what are we talking about today?
All right, today we're talking about turning up your brightness. How ironic
that you just made me
turn the lights off.
Oh, I did make you turn the light off when we're talking about turning up your brightness.
No, but not like your phone. We're not talking about your phone brightness. We're not talking about can't see what's going on on your phone. We're talking about you and your personality and your skill level and like you as a person.
That is very true. I have encountered a lot of people that's always wanted me to dumb myself down so that they can feel better about themselves. I feel like turning up your brightness is not even related to like being more bright, or we're not trying to make fun of people who are challenged to learn things in the classroom, but more so people who just don't put forth the effort.
We're talking about people who don't apply themselves.
Exactly.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh gosh, bruh, I can't stand when someone's like, well, you're always getting opportunities, or
because I'm always looking.
I'm always looking for opportunities. Yeah. Or people who would hate on you for the jobs that you have, the things that you have. I honestly try so hard, and I think I'm succeeding day by day, and I'm not perfect at this, by not hating on people that have things that I've aspired to have or that I've always wanted to own. Like, I don't hate on those people.
Right. And so with like, we're not, like we said, we're not talking about like your phone brightness, but like the song, like Shine Bright Like a Diamond, like that's literally, yeah, that's like what you need to do. Like, you need to be shining bright like a diamond. Like, you need to be shining so that you're the brightest star. And like, if the spotlight's on someone else, then like, take that spotlight or make the spotlight bigger so then you can join in. Like,
exactly. Create your own spotlight. I can't stand, everyone else is getting the attention type of person. Okay.
So do something about it.
Do something about it. My mom always told me there's no such thing as I want a piece of the pie. It's not about winning a piece of the pie. Bake your own pie. Like, there's no such thing as, ooh, I want a piece of the pie. So then what happens when I see you eating a piece of the pie? I'm like, man, the piece of the pie Isaiah got is the one that I wanted. So now I'm going to hate on him and I'm going to like, you know, come for his throat.
Yeah.
Just because he has something that I've always wanted.
Go get it yourself. You can do it.
I'm telling you, like, I can't stand when people say, I want a piece of the pie. It's a bad analogy. And I'm saying this right now, right here. Bake yourself your own pie.
Right. It's part of the hustle, too. Like, you can't see someone with something that they have and then be like, oh, I wish I had that. But you could have that. You just have to hustle for it.
You do have to hustle for it. And don't get me wrong. I know certain times, like, people are put in different positions where they can't afford things. Like others, but it's rare that you meet a success story that started out as, oh my gosh, I had a lot of trust fund money, or Tyler Perry lived in his car, Steve Harvey lived in their cars. Why? Because they had a dream and they were gonna get to it.
You need to like get out of your comfort zone, grow yourself so that like you need to like be willing to be open for change and get new skills, new like new abilities, new things to like help you grow so that you can shine and you can shine your brightest.
Find your own groove. I had to find my own groove because I think I grew up knowing that I wasn't privileged, and privileged in a way that I grew up knowing that if I really wanted something, I had to go hard for it, because I don't learn like the typical learner. Like, I'll open a book and I'll read a chapter, but at the same time, I don't retain it like everyone else does, word for word. So what I had to do was learn, if I'm not going to be good at like the book stuff, I'm going to apply myself. I'm going to be active in class. I'm going to participate. I'm going to listen to the professor, make conversations so I can understand it in the ways that I have to understand it. And it's the same thing for anything in any industry.
Right. But this is why I really actually love our major. Like,
it's very hands-on.
TV broadcast, but it's very hands-on. Like, you're always doing something with your hands. You're always getting
into it. Unless you was in that class we were in last week. Ooh, We didn't do much. He was a horrible professor. But no tea, no shade. He's no longer here. And we're glad about that. And we'll move on.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, like, you can't, like, be stuck, like, doing nothing. Like, that's how you, like, shine brighter. You can't just shine brighter by doing nothing.
Yeah, I had a friend that I had to drop. And we're just going to call her Caitlin. let's just say, okay. So... I'm going to tell you the story. Me and Caitlin are friends. And in high school, we did like TV production type things, like all of that. And she was always just mad at me that I would get opportunities or when something. And usually when opportunities find me, it's not even I got the opportunity. It's usually like opportunity was around and I asked for it or I make a request about it. And people were like, you know, nobody was doing it, so you might as well do it. Right. And she used to just always, I don't want to say hate on me, but like she just wasn't too happy. You never sat well with her. She always had something to complain about. And it's like, girl, if you're not happy, find your own happiness. If you want opportunities, go after your own opportunities.
You can't just wait for things to like be given to you. Nothing. You have to go out and you have to go find stuff. Like recently I've been working and like serving a lot at mm-hmm. like our church.
Yeah.
And I really had to like put my foot, I like shoved my foot in the door because I wanted them to remember who I was, and I wanted them to be like, wait, I know him. We want him
not
to come
at
back.
The church.
But it's like that was like the position that was available to me, and that's the place where I know I'm going to grow the most.
Exactly.
So that's what I want to do. So I'm trying to get my way in there so they know who I am. So they're like, hey, we're like short a person who knows how to like, I recently like acted like in a short film for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, who do we know that can like act on the spot? And they were like, Isaiah, let me call him, like get him.
Exactly. Right. And people don't really understand the fact that, And that's the thing, and I don't know if you've ever noticed, especially with our friendship, I've never seen you have an opportunity and hate on you for it, or been like, oh my gosh, you got that, I wish I had it, or the Grace City called you to act, like why didn't they call me?
Right.
Like, I don't care about that. That's your pie. Like, I'm not even talking about, oh, I want a slice of what he's at. No.
No,
I'm gonna get my own thing. I'm gonna have my own thing going. And the biggest toxic thing I've ever encountered were friends, whenever I would say, oh, yeah, I got this opportunity, I'm doing this weekend, or so-and-so called me for that, or this is happening in my life. And they would kind of like, you know when someone sighs you low-key, and they'd be like, oh, you're always doing something, you're big, always busy, Mr. Big Shot, kind of like a low disc.
Like, and, it's a, like a low blow, but it's like a half, wow, why can't I think of it? Oh, my God. Oh, backhanded compliment.
It's a backhanded compliment. It's like, oh, Mr. Big Shot, Mr. Big Producer. And I feel like those people, and I have a friend. I always have a friend on this podcast. I always have a friend. I used to have a friend. Let me put it this way. She's very much small-minded. So when I would tell her, yeah, there's all my dreams. I want to be in the industry. I want to be a showrunner. I would love to work for Disney Channel type thing.
Right.
Like Disney Channel, if you're listening. Any executive out there. But I want to do that. And she would be like, are you really going to get there, though? That used to make me so mad. She's like, oh, do you really know people who can get you in those spaces? And for me, I had to stop hanging out with her because it gets to the point where I don't want to hear you putting down my dreams and kind of like trying to lowball me, trying to undersell me.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing, actually. Don't let someone else steal your spotlight. Like, don't let them steal your glow. Like, don't let someone else have that power over you to be like, hey,
and stop complaining about it too. Oh my gosh, you're always, it's always them and not me. Do something about it. Stop complaining.
Right. Like, if someone else has something that you have, then like, go after it. Go for it. If that's what you want as well, go for it.
No, we're not telling you to go commit no murder get a felony. Like, go for it in a way that is legit. And at the end of the day, when you put your head on your pillow at night, mm-hmm. you can say, I've earned that.
Yeah. And also another thing, though, know where you shine best. If you know you, if you know you cannot act, do not go to LA. Do not try to be an actor. Like, know what you're good at and like, do know go what you're good that. At.
Because if you're going to say, oh, yeah. And first of all, I do not ever recommend to anyone to move out to places like LA, Atlanta. If you have no experience, if you have like nothing. No, there's nothing wrong with going to those spaces, working a 9-to-5 and like kind of hoping or still being pursuing your dreams. Right. But going there with a job and a plan. I have literally met people back in high school. I can't really say his name because I had a NDA. I used to edit for this used to be YouTuber, and he had like about 35,000 on YouTube.
Okay.
And he moved out to LA, and at that time the YouTube game was not that strong. This was like 2014, 2015.
Okay, so and very modern time.
Before the boom, like gotcha. Everyone was a YouTuber, and he used to be making, I want to say, around 1,800 a month with YouTube here and there because his views were not that high, even though he had 30,000 subscribers. And he moved out to LA. Would you know, he had to come back 2 months later because he was out there starving, and I think his uncle, not even his close family, had to pay his plane ticket for him to come back. And they was really mad about Dang. That. He had to work to pay him off.
Dang.
I'm telling you. So actually do what's in your hand. Don't go, oh, I'm going to move to Atlanta. I'm going to move there. I'm going to move this. With no support, no ability. Because I think people hear of like Steve Harvey and Tyler Perry, all these people moving to those big cities, living in their cars. It was a different time.
No, it really was.
It was.
I also think like you have part of like shining and shining bright. No. Goes with like knowing what you're capable of.
Calculated plans.
Calculated planning is really the key to shining bright. That's a word.
That is a word. And I think a lot of time people just you fail before you even get up there because you're not planning, you're not calculating, you're not making smart moves. Some people just be moving messy.
Oh no, Lordy.
You can't be moving messy. You're not gonna shine. Right. There's no brightness going on in that.
Man, you're moving in the darkness, babe.
I'm telling you. And I really wanna focus on the idea that yes, I'm all for sharpening your tools. Like moving towards your goals and right. like doing all of that. But please, please, please do not do it if you're not calculating your plans and then hating on the people that actually succeed because
they had a calculated plan. They planned this out for 6 months.
Honestly,
doing all this work.
A lot of this junk is not about lucky. People are not getting out here getting mm-hmm. lucky. There's so much work that goes behind.
Right. People plan things for like 6 years and you're trying to get something done in 6 days. It's like, that's not how it works.
This microwave culture, that's that for me.
It is the microwave culture.
It is a very much microwave culture. Like, I want it here. I want it now. I want it, like, stop.
And get out of a microwave culture and let's get into a, what's it called? The little crock pot. Crock pot culture.
Okay, let yourself simmer for about 6 hours, like a good buffalo dip.
Yes. Let yourself simmer. Let yourself rise up. Let it bring out the flavor in you. Let it rise.
No, you know people restore. These days are not flavorful. It's all salt and pepper. People be so vanilla these days. Let's talk about that.
Let's add some salt. Ooh, spicy.
Not just the salt. Where the cayenne pepper at?
Oh, cayenne.
Duh.
You trying to kill me?
I forgot. Hot. You don't like spicy food.
Yeah, no, I'm not a big spicy fan.
Do stuff for yourself. Stop trying to dim other people's light.
Don't let someone else dim you down. Don't let someone take that away from you. Be like, oh, mm-hmm. oh, you got this position. Oh, I don't think you would be the best, but that's whatever.
People be doing that. It's like the low. And here's the other thing, the biggest thing, Isaiah. People used to do this to me all the time. And I think people still do it this day. Trying to like you know, the person is like kind of like hyping you up, but they're really not. They're kind of like
a backfire hype.
It's kind of like it's jealousy. And I'm not trying to say, oh my gosh, people are jealous of me. I do not want to sound across like that. And the same people that's going to be like, oh, he's thinking people are jealous of him. Or the same hating people who be doing
that. Who are jealous.
Like, not even, I don't want to say jealous, who are just not moving messy. When it comes to, some folks can even congratulate other people. It's like, are you serious? I'm the kind of person, I'm happy for everybody. Until I get mine, as far as like, until I'm seeing the results of my hard work and what I've been putting into things, I'm just going to be happy for people.
Right. Because that's all you can do.
I'm telling you, please, please, please let me be the person. Like, I always say that. I'm like, God, let me be the person that's going to clap for folks on the sidelines while I'm waiting for my turn.
That's right. Please do. Please, that's what you do for me. You cheer me on. You always
I will cheer you on. I'm going to always cheer you on, because at the end of the day, what's yours is going to be yours, and what's mine is going to be mine. Like, my pie is still baking. You having yours right now. You know, you're slicing it up. What are you having? Like a potato pie? Like a strawberry? Like, what are we talking about?
Like, I don't know. Like a chocolate pie?
A taco pie.
No, not taco. Chocolate.
I heard taco like, pie. Like a pudding pie. I'm like, that sounds very white, very Caucasian. Oh my God. To have
a taco pie.
Stop dealing with dysfunctional people.
Right. That's what's going to like make you not shine. If you're like wasting all your time and energy and like trying to make someone else shine, that you're not letting yourself shine your best either.
I used to do that. You know what I used to do a lot?
Tell me what you used to do a lot.
And I'm not really proud of that. I think this is the part of our podcast where, like, the hype and the shadiness is over and I'm just trying to be real. But this is, again, a positive space. I think I say that every podcast.
You say every podcast. I don't want to say something mean, but this is a positive space.
It is a positive space. But, no, okay. it's a real space. And I feel like if you're going to be a listener, like, come hang out with us. Like, listen to the real of things. It's things that I'm going through, things that I've done before, things that you're probably, like, going through and stuff. And it's just one of our crazy conversations. But what I used to do, Isaiah, is I used to try and kind of make myself little so other people can feel bigger about themselves. And I've done it in friendships. I've done it in professional spaces. And it just got to a point where, I don't say like my ego was like, what are you doing? But it kind of was like my ambition was, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like when people would say, oh yeah, did you get this role you auditioned for, I would often try to kind of like, oh yeah, I got the role. But it's not a lot though. It's simple. It's not a big deal. Kind of like not celebrate myself so that I could allow people to feel better about themselves. Or like if I'm friends with somebody and they did something shady, or kind of, you know how you have some friends that always want to play the hierarchy thing where they always want to feel bigger than you, like they're over you. Like
it's a power game for them.
It's a power play.
They say that they have something over you.
It's a power play. And I used to work with this lady. Homegirl was a shift leader at Chick-fil-A, not even a paid manager. She was hourly like everyone else. She just had the little title shift leader.
Okay.
And she would always do this power play type of stuff of like, okay, and I'm above you. Like she would literally say that. And
what?
Yeah, she would literally say, oh, I'm above you. And I feel like comparing that to a lot of friendships that I've had have been that kind of dynamic where, like, people would kind of, and not kind of, you often see when it's happening, but because you're nice and you're like, oh, the person might need the morale boost, you just let it be.
Yeah, but you shouldn't ever just, like, let it be just because. I've been in situations similar where there's been power struggles and power dynamics. And it's like really not fun. Like
it's not,
they always had to like have some sort of like power over me, sort of like, I did this for you. And now you're not going to do this for me one time. And I'm like, calm down. Like nobody asked you to wake up at 4 a.m, go get me coffee and come back. I don't drink coffee, but that's just like an example.
And then here's the other thing, though. I feel like when that power dynamic shifts, where it's like you're no longer, not even, I don't say you're above them because you're not trying to play that crap.
Well, actually, now that I think about it, there's a friendship that I can remember who I'm not really friends with anymore. But he wanted to have like a power over me. And then I finally like stood up for myself and I said, like, you're not going to control my actions and my moves. And then I started singing for my friend who was also friends with him, and I was like, you're not going to make his moves for him either. And he did not like that. He did people not like. People be weird. Mm-mm. And I was like, how are you gonna stop us? How are you gonna say you're for me, but then stop me from doing what I need to get done?
People do that a lot of the times where it's like I said, turn up your brightness. Stop trying to illuminate people's lives.
He was a very dim light. Nobody noticed him. He slid under the radar. He still does. But like, that's the thing. Like, he gets mad that other people are brighter than him. So what he'll try to do is turn their brightness down until it reaches a level where it's below his, so he can still be the brightest without being that bright.
And I don't want to be like, get crucified for saying this and people are listening to the public. Have people ever thought that sometimes not everyone is meant to be the main character? Let's be honest. Mm-mm. Some people are meant to be in the background.
Some people are definitely side characters and extras, and that's okay.
Yes, and that is perfectly fine. Like, you're not the lead. You're the co-star. Not even co-star. No, I mean,
I said the extra. They're the extra.
You're the extras. And I promise you, a lot of those extras in Hollywood that you're seeing in all those movies, they all have big dreams, big aspirations. They all want to be Kate Middleton or...
But they can't.
Or Sandra Bullock.
But they can't.
But you can't. Mm-hmm. And I wish we lived in a generation, Isaiah, where people would be satisfied with where they're at and would kind of take in, okay, this is where I'm at. That's the experience I'm having. Like, I'm going to just have it. And it's okay. Like, I know we're talking about turning up your brightness, and it's good to turn on your, like, to kind of elevate yourself and try and push forward for those goals. But it's not worth it trying to come at someone else that have it popping. Just right. So.
Don't come for someone who has the brightness all the way up, doing great, because your brightness is on the lowest setting.
I look on social media every single time, and it's always somebody with some blank profile or some emojis on their profile or some weird, I don't want to say weird looking person, but like, I'm not 100% accurate about that. Most people that leave hating comments on like people that's doing well, it be people that don't got nothing going for them.
Right.
It be people hating their lives, working at 9-to-5 jobs that they can't stand, saying negative stuff, spreading negative lies.
Or who have mom and dad pay for their bills, for their life.
Who have mom and dad, like, if you never had to struggle, you can't understand certain people's hard times and what they went through and what they're still going through.
Right. It's just ridiculousness that people like to push onto
you. I know. Like, just recently, and I do want to address that, people were coming for the D'Amelio sisters because Beyonce sent them a PR package.
Right.
And first of all, Beyonce probably didn't even know about this whole PR package being sent out, because you're Beyonce. You got a team working for you.
That's right.
Like, even her signature on any of these packages, I bet, is like some kind of stamp or something pre-made.
It's some pre-made, like, little, like, Photoshop sticker that
Photoshop stick, you know, like,
just a little
too streamlining. You think Beyonce got time to be signing like 150 PR packages to send out to people?
Does anyone want to hand sign 150 PR packages? No.
Chili. Anyway,
it's probably what they did for like that James Charles pilot, how he's got his signature
right just
that's
slap.
Literally just slap it on.
Slap it on, like, through Photoshop or something. Design them things and have them printed.
Right, but people are giving them mad hate for something.
People are giving them mad hate for a PR package being sent out. What was it like? Oh, they're like TikTokers. Why would Beyonce send them? They blah, blah, blah. Come on.
Yeah, but their team knows what they're doing, because Beyonce is, she's awesome. She's amazing. Like, I love her music. Like, she's a great dancer.
She don't have the fan base that the D'Amelios have.
She doesn't have a fan base anymore. She used to be huge.
No, she still have a fan base. Because Beyonce is international now. There's some. There's different. True. She's not just... Because, I mean, I'm from Haiti, and I knew about Beyonce right out the womb.
Ooh,
like, I knew who Beyonce was.
But Beyonce, like, she's not as, like, in mainstream culture as she used to be, so... Why not go to someone like who's mainstream right
she
now?
She still is, though, but I think it's the categories of, like, the age gaps and...
No, she's not in mainstream right now. No.
Anyway.
You know who is? Charli D'Amelio. You want to know why? Because they'd be having stories about her eating a chip.
Like, a chip.
She'll just be like... Charli D'Amelio ate a Dorito. Does that mean she supported like supports Doritos brand?
Yeah.
The world will never know. And it's like,
that's ridiculous.
It's like a chip. Like,
it
calm
is,
down.
It is ridiculous. And I get it. Like, when media have to kind of, I don't want to say fabricate stories, but kind of make up, because sometimes it's a slow news day, child.
It's a slow news day. You
just need content. Like, if you found Charlie D'Amelio talking to a boy, you just snap a picture, okay? Here, boom, your scandal. And you make money. It's all a business decision with this whole media thing. And I feel like a lot of people don't get that. So people were hating on them, talking about, when every single one of them would gladly accept a package from Queen Bee.
That's right.
Gladly. So stop trying to dim other people's light. As opposed to that, turn on your brightness. Do something for yourself.
Turn up your brightness.
Because everyone have the same 20. Yeah, everyone don't start the race at the same place. Everyone have different struggles, different difficulties, different things. We all have 24 hours of the day.
That's right.
Blessed with a brain.
Ooh.
Ability to do.
Yes,
ability
sir.
To move forward.
Yes,
like, I don't want to hear no excuses. And I'm not ignorant to certain outside factors that cause people to not succeed in life. I'm 100%. I know I'm in tune. I live in the real world. Trust me. However, yeah. I've met people who worked at McDonald's for 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years, and they funded their business. So, like, over time, they were saving money, working overtime, like, going above and beyond. And then they saved money enough to the point where they started their own business.
Right. They're being practical about turning their brightness are. Up. They're always doing something to make something going to happen, make something move, make it work. Like, and they're I'm always sick. Got something going on.
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of people hating on people just for the fact of them being them. And you're not prospering or you don't have much going on. Turn up your brightness and turn stop hating on people. Brightness. That's all I had to say for this episode.
That's all I gotta say, too. I think it's time for our question, bro.
It is, because I was very frustrated of the foolishness going on social media and everything lately with people hating on people. Like, just be happy. Do you. Go for your dreams.
Do you. All right. My question for you this week is, if your life was, like, in a movie, what movie, like, would you want to live in? Like living in Wakanda, like something like that.
You know what? I would live in. Thank you for reminding me. I would live in Wakanda. I would definitely live in Wakanda, and it would be a party for sure.
R.I.P.
Maybe I could date that girl. What's her name? Zuri.
Is her name Zuri?
Is her name Zuri?
No, I don't think so.
Is that Zuri? Anyway.
Anyways.
I would live in Wakanda.
Okay.
Okay. Question for you.
I got my answer.
Okay, if you had to live in any city in the world, where and why?
In any city? This is, like, not easy. I would want to live somewhere, like all my expenses paid. Like, I don't got to worry about anything. I can just live life there. I would probably pick some, like, maybe, like, Paris. Or, like...
Paris is overrated.
Well, I would want to live somewhere, like, cool. Well, like, Paris, or maybe, like, England. Somewhere England. In, like, England. Like, London, England. I'd probably live in London.
Okay.
What would you pick?
Ibiza.
Okay, that's not bad.
Thank
not
you.
Not a bad option.
Shoot, or Bali.
I just feel like I would do better in, like, a European country.
You probably would.
Like,
but
I could not, like...
Europeans are way different than Americans to start off. They're not haters. I'm kidding. But thank you so much for listening to our podcast.
Yes.
Although our next episode is
to be determined.
I do want to give you guys a sneak peek. We have our first guest coming up next week. However, the topic for next week will still be
to be determined.
See you later.